Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, July 30, 2019. I want to welcome everyone to the show. Thanks for joining us. Hosting along with myself tonight, a man on a mission, Mr. Gary White.
How you doing?
What's happening? Nothing. No,
I'm going to tell you.
You're like the U.S. government's stealth program.
Yes.
We know there's something going on. We just don't know what it is.
That's right. I'm going to tell you. I don't know how long it's been, but I've absolutely did nothing today. Nothing. Made a few phone calls.
The day's not over.
That's right.
The shit's going to hit the fan. Sometime
yes,
before
during
midnight.
This show.
Well, it could be during this show. Wouldn't be the first.
I was officially lazy today. I didn't do nothing.
You're allowed to be lazy, I think, right? Earn it once in a while?
Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody knows how hard I've worked lately, then yeah. Between work and the things we have going, which we have nothing going.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. But, yep.
It's funny because, you know, you run your own business, obviously, and a lot of people think you get that luxury all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's the opposite.
Yeah, you got to work three times harder.
You know, other people, they can put in for a paid vacation.
Mm-hmm. Paid is right.
We don't get that luxury.
Nope, not at all.
So but that's okay.
That's all right.
We do it because we don't like nobody else telling us what to do.
That's right. I don't like taking orders.
We're not good at taking orders. So
I hated taking orders from my parents, but I had to.
And they had to live with it for at least 16 years.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, a fly on the wall, Mr. Matt Esposito. Hey, we're going to turn this target because I can. Mr. Matt Esposito.
Oh,
I can't see
that.
It. So.
Oh, wait. Stay right there. It's going to take an
go.
Hour for
All
it
right,
to
well,
move.
I appreciate it. I'm going to keep it right here until
we have a guest.
Until we have a guest. I actually put Mark down as a guest host tonight. Mark Allison was supposed to be here, and
there you go.
He may or may not make it, so we'll roll with it one way or the other.
We don't know where he is. He's
but,
MIA.
We appreciate it when he's here, and we appreciate it when he's not here. It's all good.
That's right. So maybe Mark, he's listening on his phone on the way here.
Well, let's call him.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We'll
call him live. No, we won't do that.
No, we should.
So,
if he's anything like me, he'll say he forgot about it.
Well, we know how traffic is in this town. So here's what we'll do. We usually can figure out if somebody forgot about it, and they get here about 6:30. Oh,
uh-huh.
Hey, traffic was bad.
Uh-huh. Yep.
No. We'll give them benefits.
The benefits. And those that know Mark knows Mark's there's a problem somewhere. So.
Yep. So we forgive you, Mark.
That's right. For right now. Wait till the end of the show. We'll see if we still do.
Right. Our door is always open for you.
That's right.
Anyways, if you missed last week's show, we had a great show with the super late model racer from LVMS. Mr. Scott Gafferini was here. So if you missed that, you can always go to onwheelsnow.com. Click on the blue On Wheels Now letters. It says On Wheels Now. Click on that blue link is what it is, and then it'll take you to all the archives.
I say let's change it to purple. It'll stick out, and they'll know which one to click on. What you think?
Well, we can do that.
Somebody might shoot it.
I don't think so. No. Let's take a vote.
Now, if you missed last week's show and want to catch the show before that, we had another great show before that with Mr. Jimmy Parker Jr. in studio. Again, if you didn't catch it, you can go to the archives at onwheelsnow.com, click on the blue link, and you'll go to any and all archives for the last 5 years at least, even though we date back 8 years Yep. If you want any shows before that, just let me know. We have them.
We'll get them.
We have. I want to say we probably have them all. I don't. I may have missed one or two that I didn't.
Unreal the real.
Yeah, it was real the real. Yeah.
Yo, easy there.
So
if you have a cassette tape in your car, you're covered.
That's right.
You can hear it.
You'll be able
to
hear it.
Just request the show. $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
That's right. We're going to take a drink break. So you got that big double. I'm going to drink some of my coffee here.
Yeah.
We'll do this on air.
A little drink break.
So,
coffee.
Not a sponsor, by the way.
No.
So
cover it.
So it's,
cover
it's
it.
Not open.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to drink it, not drip it.
I know. It's like, what the heck is this? So,
where's the Zoom?
Yeah. Again, thanks, Matt Esposito, Fly on the Wall. You guys have a First Friday coming up again, or what are you guys doing next? Is it next week?
For next week, it's because it's so hot.
Uh-huh.
There's not going to be vendors.
Okay.
But all the galleries and all the shops are sold.
Are you guys going to do anything for yourselves? Are you going to set up a and this is just a thought, and this is just what I think you should do. And what
we're
do I know?
In trouble.
What
guys.
Do I know? I think you should get set up over at the indoor swap meet. They'll set up automatically. You'll get customers there. You guys have a great product. You know, the handcrafted, the things you do.
Right.
It would actually be. You only work on the weekends there. I know you like working weekends. and they're fairly priced. I know they've gone up quite a bit, but you don't have to. You know, chase any customers. They come to you.
But there's things on weekends that I like to be involved in.
That's what your wife's for. See, so the wife stays there and does that.
You do Sunday.
Yep,
she does Saturday.
Exactly.
See, we got it all planned out.
Fridays
for you.
And Friday nights.
Yep, Fridays and Saturdays she does, and you do Sunday. That's double time day, right?
Yeah.
Sundays. So you account for 2 days there on Sunday.
Okay, I'll have you call her. And run the idea
well,
by
tell her. What the hell? We'll call her on the air.
There
let's call her right now.
No, let's not.
Tell her Gary sent you.
Yeah. Well, that will help.
Hey, I just an idea. I thought I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, you'll be cool. You don't have to chase anybody. They come to you. You guys got, a sure product. I mean, that's all cool stuff you guys do.
Yeah, she's got this
everything.
Other job.
Oh, one of the.
For 15 years.
Not on the weekends. See, what more better combination is that?
On Fridays.
This is a racer helping another racer, by the way.
Well, maybe she can call her supervisor and say, I want every Friday off.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what, you know what, sometimes we have to sacrifice.
That's right.
So you may have to sacrifice a little bit of that time. Well, they close at 9, I think. So that's about when the practices start out at LBMS.
Yep. 9:30.
So you're covered, man. We got your back, Matt.
That's right.
We got your back.
We'll call her on the air next week and say something to her.
So, hey, I saw you picking at that card there, which is going to remind me. I know I got it. I set
that's right.
Card. Oh, right here. Right in front of my face. So
wait,
Cindy.
Wait.
Oh, okay. All
what
right,
are you
doing
right. That card?
Shh.
Go ahead. Now talk.
If you want custom earbuds, and this is so Cindy don't get mad at me, call here clear. I can't see the number. 702. I mean, sorry. 725. Something. 725-333-4327. And that's 725-333. Isn't that HEAR here?
Yes, here.
So
it is.
Make sure you call. You get custom earbuds. Gary's got some. We
yes,
have somebody else out there that has some that really
yeah.
love them. So,
Bill Black's got a
yep,
set.
Bill Black's got a set.
Yes.
And there you go. The zoomed in version there.
Yeah.
Can't miss it. Cindy Clark, thank you, by the way, for the late model truck series. She has a promotion. I don't know what you want to call it going where.
Sponsorship.
Sponsorship on any race night of ours.
Of
the
late
model
truck
series.
Yep.
If you win your heat race and our main event, she will sponsor you a custom set of
earbuds. Yep.
Racing earbuds. So, but you got to be racing our series
you
to do
you
it.
Don't get
oh,
the truck?
You don't get the truck, but you get the looks, you know, so.
You get to say Cindy made them for you.
That's right. But if you
and tell all your buddies,
if you don't want to go that route, that's okay. You can just call her up and she'll make them for you, and they're reasonable. She'll give you a discount because you're a racer, I'm sure. And she not only does that, but also hearing aids.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
and I'm sure some of your crew can use them.
Now that, yes, we know most. I won't go there. So you may know somebody that needs hearing aids. So
yes.
Call Cindy at HearClear. She'll take care of you. She'll come to you.
And the offer
and
also
those.
Goes out to spotters who believe that their driver does need.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she don't do glasses, but the hearing aids, yes.
Yeah.
So give her a call. She would appreciate it. And she's a racer. If you don't know who Cindy Clark is, so she races kid plate cars. She's Wonder Woman out there. So cheer her on and get yourself a set of custom earbuds or hearing aids. Help a fellow racer out.
That's right.
And it's something that like goes back to where JJ, when he was helping us back in the day, he wanted to help push and promote business owners and business, you know, people that work for different businesses to help each other as racers. You know, hey, if you know a racer, kind of a racer's network of businesses, and that's something, you know, JJ had wanted to kind of help promote and push. And matter of fact, Glenn, with you with the BomberNation.com had put a section on there at one time,
yes,
for a business networking for racers.
I think it's still on there.
It may be on there. You know,
I don't know. It's been a while.
No, you're supposed to say yes, man. I'm on that damn thing every day.
No. I don't got time.
I believe it's on there, but again, I'm not in, you know, into the new the new look. I haven't really kind of navigated
and
through it. So.
You know what?
Oh boy.
Something happened.
Something
anyways.
Good. It's all good.
Yes. I got an announcement that I wanted to make last week when Scott Gafferini was in here.
Okay.
But he was such a good guest, I forgot all about it.
Congratulations. You're having a baby?
Yes,
your old lady?
I am.
You having kids? No? Sorry. Okay, that's not it.
It's something even more important than that.
Oh, okay.
So wait, how are you going to do the gender reveal? Either a pink or a blue race car goes out to the race track?
No. Sure. There's no pink. It's a purple. It doesn't matter which one it is. It's a purple.
Okay. You guys ready?
Go ahead.
Something more important.
All right.
All right. Saturday, September 28th. Nope.
Okay.
Somebody's okay. Going to touch your truck?
Nope. Somebody.
September 28th.
Yes.
Keep that.
From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Touch a Truck.
It's official. They
yes,
actually
it
came
is.
Out with it. So.
Yes, it
all
is.
All right.
And from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. is Horns Free.
So you're allowed in.
Yep. At 9
the
o'clock.
The vendors will be there.
I will be there at approximately 6 o'clock, 6:30.
There won't be any horns, so if you have a hearing sensitive
yes.
Children or situation, then that's the best time for them to be there because.
And one more very, very important announcement.
Yes.
It is not at the Orleans.
Location, location, location.
That's right. It has changed.
This year so far.
To the Boulevard Mall.
Okay. Do they say where at the Boulevard Mall yet?
No.
I know they were talking about the open parking lot there, I think near the corner, but there's. I'm sure we'll find out and we'll let you know.
And this is the 15th annual Touch a Truck.
Yep.
And this will be the 14th year myself have gone.
That's pretty crazy. And then, of course, we'll talk about the as we get closer to that
yes.
date, kind of the history of,
yes.
of how you got into it and all
and,
that.
And we will try to have a representative from Touch a Truck on
yep.
probably
we,
the week before
we
like we have
do.
In the
yep.
past. So.
So.
Yes.
We'll get you all the details, and it's always a great time for the kids. So gear up for it. If you got little kids, you know, it's good for adults, too, because I've walked around there multiple times myself when I've been involved.
And tickets, You can purchase tickets online, and the sale starts on August 1st.
Okay.
So just 2 days from
now.
Wait
a couple days, and you can get and actually, they're discounted, I believe. They used to be discounted if you pre-purchase them online.
Yeah, I believe they're $6 if you purchase them online.
And then
$8 or $9.
A couple bucks more at the gate.
At the gate. But you can purchase them at the gate.
Right. And they usually have the last couple years, at least. They didn't a long time ago, but they have food vendors there.
Yep.
And they've plenty of water, and make sure you drink plenty of water, obviously, but they have places you can get water there.
Yep. September 28th, Saturday.
Cool.
So and you're right, it's official set now.
But I do want to say you heard it here first before it was official.
That's right.
So cool. That's good to know. And yes, you're right, that is better than you and your old lady having a baby.
Oh, it's a lot better.
So that is not official by
No, it will never
All
be.
Right. Never going to be official.
That's right.
You're done with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm too old.
No more little racers.
I'm
your
too
family.
Old.
Maybe
too old.
Maybe adoption. Huh?
Adopt
you
hell.
You can adopt.
I got enough headaches. I do enough stuff.
All right. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it alone. So I seen you pull up. TheBomberNation.com.
I'm on it. And thanks to Glenn for putting it on the Bomber Nation to remind me.
That's funny.
Yes.
So is that, did you go?
Wait, where was I going?
You were going to the, now, first of all,
I was going
to
the forums.
So you got to click on the forums link to get into the forums. Message boards, I guess. I don't know what you call them.
Racers Network.
So there is a Racers Network.
I'm sorry. Racers Networking.
Right, networking. So
just right below buying something.
Okay, go ahead and put something on there. I mean, you know, and I hate to say it, but, you know, damn Facebook ruined it for a lot of things for a lot of people, right? You don't have to remember birthdays anymore.
Tells you what you did 8 years ago.
It gave you your own memories. You don't have to remember anything
anymore. And here's the thing: if you're anything like me, you scratch your head and go.
That's a memory I had from last year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least now they put a picture with that memory. So you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, really? See, now they're going to put different things, like mix different people's memories up. You'll be like, did I do? I guess. I mean, it must be my memory, and it's probably not even yours. Might be your neighbor's or something. Who knows? But if you don't want anything to do with the Facebook revolution, you can go to thebombernation.com and really start pushing that.
And you know, to my surprise, you're hearing more and more and more and more people don't have Facebook.
Because Facebook is so involved in your personal information, I guess.
They're involved in my personal racing.
Well, didn't they just get fined for using like the highest fine ever? A federal fine for misuse of private information. They got fined over $51 billion or $5 billion. I don't know.
That
don't
was a drop
on that.
In the hat for them guys.
Well, they were quite glad to pay that because the personal information is worth a lot more. You know.
They probably said, is that all?
So just because we're talking about it, you'll see something on your phone later.
On your Facebook page.
Yep, on your Facebook or hell, it don't have. It's probably linked to Google somehow. You get on your Google somewhere. Anyways, I won't. I'll stop my rant.
Yeah.
I'm off on a rant.
Anyway.
So how's the BomberNation.com? Go to the BomberNation.com website. Check it out. If you haven't been there before, just poke around. There's some links you can go back on and see some funny things going on. People yelling at each other.
And click on that truck. There's a late model truck series.
Sweet.
Truck.
We like those. Go check it out. And actually, it's a good place besides Facebook to post, race car parts, cars, engines, all that stuff for sale. You know, a lot of guys still go there to check that out. I know when I'm looking for parts, I like to pop in there and just – I haven't, because I haven't needed parts lately, because Gary buys them all.
Uh-huh.
But I have it.
He's got it down pat now. He just waits a day or two, and then I finally get frustrated and go buy them myself.
Yeah, they're like, hey, look, boy, we got parts. I don't need to buy them now.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much what you're telling everybody is to Facebook the show on your phone.
But
use your computer to be on.
Yeah, everything else.
Yeah,
yep. That's where you want to go live, you know. You know, because we're not going to stop Facebook. We know that. So even if we ran about it, Facebook will just get stronger. Yeah. Anyways.
Yes.
Hey, I do want to give a shout out to my nephew. I know he pops in recently. He just started popping in on the show once in a while. I know he did last week, I think, or the week before to say hello.
Yeah, where's he at?
Brandon, he's back east in Virginia.
Yep.
And he recently started dirt racing. Mini stock.
I'm
they didn't
sorry.
Call it mini stock back there. But
you didn't talk to him and try to scare him away?
I've done that years ago, and he still did it anyway. He still don't listen. But he actually this last Saturday won his first feature event.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
congratulations, Brandon.
So congratulations, Brandon, for your first win. I know he was happy about that. So. And I didn't see it, but Mikey had said he's seen part of that race on Facebook Live.
Oh, cool.
My other nephew had been visiting him and Facebook Lived it on their Facebook or something. So.
Wait, what was that? It was on Facebook?
What is this face? What is this face stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's see if you don't. I didn't see it. That doesn't just because you have Facebook doesn't mean.
You didn't see it or hear it.
They're embedded in your life.
That's right.
Well, you can go back and see it.
You can? Okay.
Hey. So there's good. There's good in it.
You know, sometimes I like just the story of, hey, you want to race? Maybe when I get out there, I'll see it for myself.
Show you how to do it.
You don't always want it. Yeah, show me how to do it. Right. Somebody's got to show me.
Yeah.
But congratulations on your first win. And
hopefully many more come.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should start our own and call it Racebook.
There you go.
Hey.
You
know,
Racer book, and then it's just racers.
Just racers only. The Racers Network. We're going to push our businesses there and network with each other. You know what?
There we go. Million idea. Million dollar idea.
So one thing we are competing with tonight is the National Democratic Convention.
Again?
No, debates.
Again?
Debates. Well, yeah, we can. We have two nights of that, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think the last 5 or 8 years we've competed against
Well, you know what? Because most of the political stuff that happens on Tuesday night.
Oh,
at
I'm glad you
PM,
know that.
So doesn't it have to be whether it's Democratic or not. It's just it seems to be Tuesday is the day because they know that's the best day to tune in to something at 6 p.m. So if you're now listening, we know who you are.
That's right.
And we know your political beat. No,
that's right.
Facebook does that, but not us. Not us. We won't go there. So, anyways. So that might be where Mark
is. I was going to say, that might be where Mark is.
Oh.
He forgot about it.
Well, I can tell you he's not at the Democratic convention.
Oh, no, he's watching it.
Oh, I'm sure he's probably not watching it, but that's just my opinion. So. Oh, well. Anyways.
Pack the Track Night, August 31st, tomorrow.
Let's give LVMS some props. They got
back to school night. Yep.
You know, which is coming up pretty quick.
August 24th,
which is a lot quicker than we think is going to be here. So, wait, 2 more days, it's already going to be August. Summer's almost over. We only got a few weeks left.
What I did see when I watched the NASCAR race on Sunday, they had a little blurb. It was about 30 seconds where they were like promoting everyone to go to their local track.
Right.
Watch short track racing. Go see the late models. Go see this during the race. So somehow what we were talking about went back up the chain.
That's what we said that you
got
to somebody.
Hey.
So thanks, guys.
I hope you listen more.
Well, you know, I think for the last, I don't know how many years, but quite a few years now, they obviously when they noticed a decline in the upper echelon of NASCAR's racing started to decline in viewers,
right.
they started looking at the reasons why. Exactly.
Going, yeah.
And obviously it all starts with grassroots racing. And I was tires are another thing. You know, they know in their upper echelon, tires are a big deal there, just like they are in local racing. So they were looking at different things there. And this year, I think you actually brought it up. They've made more changes with the type of like the horsepower in the race cars and things like that, which I don't think a lot of people are happy with. Because, as a matter of fact, I think it was Spilotro, Johnny Spilotro, was talking about his super late model. It makes more horsepower than not faster, but it makes more horsepower than you know.
Yeah. So the NASCAR series, it's less horsepower, but a higher downforce package.
Right. So, you know, it almost goes back to, and I was talking to Mikey about this, was, you know, he was talking about, you know, how they got the pedal view of your braking and your gas pedal. And I don't watch a lot of NASCAR, so I don't know, but he was talking about, you know, it's just pretty much flat foot, and they lift a little bit, and depending on where they're at in the corner, some guys lift more than others, but they're back on it, and it's almost bandolero racing, you know.
Yeah, no,
on,
absolutely.
You know, but it, so what it does is take a lot of it back out of the driver and puts it into the car, so the car's easier to drive. So you can almost put any young up-and-coming kid in a NASCAR top-level race car now, and this is just, you know, opinion. So, you know, and they can almost anybody can almost drive it down, you know. I mean, I probably couldn't, but a lot of people could. They, you know,
well, but that's why
talent.
Now the seasoned drivers, they're using the drafting, they're side drafting,
and
they're using the air
right
to manipulate the cars in front of them, and that's where all this, you know, people getting mad
right.
And oh, he spun me out in this, because they're trying to figure out how to drive the new car.
Right. Well, and it's funny too, because just somebody else telling me this is, you know, when you're part of the NASCAR organization, you're not allowed to, you can be fined obviously for talking shit about the organization. So you find a lot of them, you know, kind of dancing around the subject of the it's taken out, you know, the talent out of the racer now and putting
right.
it just where it's into the car, you know. A lot of them are commenting on that, but not in a way where you know exactly what they're saying.
In a roundabout way.
And it's probably not going to go, this trend that they're doing is not going to go away, in, at least for another few years, I think. Because they're talking about taking what they've done to take that horsepower away and actually getting it into the heads of the vehicles instead of into the restrictor plates and things like that. So,
and that's why I'm still a Kyle Busch fan.
Right.
I know a lot of people don't him or not.
You can't dispute the fact that Kyle Busch is a top level, one of the best drivers out there.
But he's a driver. He
right.
drives the car.
Right.
Regardless of if it has tires on it or he's
yep.
going backwards, he's driving the car.
Yeah, and you know, that's where a lot of, you know, Justin Johnson's, for instance, at a local level, you could put him in a, you know, and a lot of these guys that race the super late models can do the same thing. You put him in an ill handling car and they'll figure out a way to make it a little bit faster on their own,
right.
just as a driver, you know, and that's something, like you said, you know, a lot of them guys, Kyle Busch, especially.
You know, everyone says, oh, he's too aggressive. He's driving the car. He's racing.
Right.
And he's driving no different than he did when he was out here as a kid.
Well, until he runs into you,
uh-huh.
yes. then he's doing it on purpose, right? Is that usually how it is?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know. That's a whole different subject, I guess. But
it's not like he's changed. He didn't buy into it.
Right.
He's doing his own thing, the same thing that he's been doing.
Right.
And sometimes it just doesn't fall into what the
yeah.
new rules or whatever. I'm
yeah.
still a fan.
Well, same thing like Kurt Busch. You know, it's, again, you can't dispute the fact that he's one of the best in NASCAR, won a championship, you know, same thing with Kyle. And, you know, there's a reason. They're
right.
some of the best, you know. That's why we're here and they're there.
But they came from here. They came
right.
from our family. So there's a little bit of pride in that too. That
sure.
I used to go to the track and watch them race.
Yep. And we all have black sheep families in our families, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Then you hope it's not you.
And we'll never know if it's us or not. We're just thinking, what?
Yeah.
I'm not the black sheep. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But we all know who might be in their family. Oh.
Hey, I can watch that on camera. That's okay. That's okay. When they need me, they'll ask me for something.
Right? But no, you know, that's
I'm their best friend then.
You know, that's something that you know, I think it's good that you brought up the fact that they're pushing, you know, hey, go see your local races. They know they need to reach back and get the involvement starting from the local track on up,
right?
Because that's where the fans are going to come from. You know, maybe, you know, I like local racing. I don't watch a lot of, if any, you know, once in a while I'll see a race, I'm like, oh man, I want to see the last 10 laps usually is all I really want to see myself. So, I might tune in for that part of it, but that's it. I'm just not into the,
I DVR long. It just
really
in my free time.
You got free time?
What do you like about the versus, let's say, going to the track locally? I mean, you like the fact you can sit in your living room and kind of fast forward it, pause it, go to the kitchen, all that stuff, or do you like just like the whole the drivers? I mean, what makes you interested in that?
I was a fan way back. I had to be like 9 or 10. When I was watching Petty and Waltrip, and then Earnhardt was just starting on his, you know, big push. So I was a fan from way back then.
I mean, was anybody else in your family into NASCAR racing, or is
no,
just something you did?
My dad used to drag race.
Okay.
You know,
so some motorsports was kind of in.
Yeah, no, he was a gearhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he got back from Vietnam, he bought himself a 70 Super B. And,
nice.
Yeah, and he blew that up at the track. And I was just born, and my mom was like, yeah, you're done. We're not. He blew the rod right through the hood. So
you're the reason, one of the reasons why your dad don't race anymore. Right. Thanks, Matt.
Well, thank you, Matt.
We lost another racer.
but he sold the car.
Right.
And one of them bought a nice family vehicle, a 70 Chevelle station wagon with a 396.
And that would be a keeper today, obviously.
It was,
but there was a short period where a station wagon was just a station wagon. So.
But it was gold. But I remember as a kid, you know.
Sounds like something I want to demo.
But he'd be out with mom and, you know, oh, everything's cool, driving around, whatever. But if it was like, hey, come on, we're running to the store. Wow.
Mom's out of here. We're going.
Yeah. Huh? No, that thing went all.
That's funny. Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, just like hearing different reasons why people might like motorsports or racing, or, you know, well, no matter what kind it is, you know, whether it's off-road or, I mean, you get into off-road racing, even though you like circle track racing, you know.
At 14, I was working, my mom had a 74 Camaro, and I did all the maintenance on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And then she wrecked it right before I turned 16.
That was a reason.
Well, it was like, hey, Matt, this is your car, man. As soon as you turn 16.
That's why I was maintaining it.
And mom and dad was like, what are we going to do to keep this kid from driving? Well, let's wreck the damn thing.
Honey, you go wreck it, but don't get hurt. Just go wreck it so he don't hurt himself.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
And that scarred you for life. You know?
It did.
So,
sorry
about that, Matt. We feel you, though.
So my first car was a 77 Oldsmobile Delta 88.
Again, demo bomber.
I had a bomber. Was it a four-door or two-door?
It was a four-door.
I had a bomber car like that.
Well, I ended up buying one years later. Actually, when I met my wife, I had it. That I had a shift kit in it. It had glass packs. It was a two-door. I could beat a good quarter of anything on the street.
Wow.
I would
sleeper,
take,
huh?
I would
the
take
sleeper
Camaros,
car.
Whatever, sit at the light. I could run a burnout through the whole intersection, the whole light.
One
all
wheel,
all,
though.
All, 30, yeah, all 30 seconds.
You're that guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's funny.
You're the one I see all the black marks around town.
That's funny. That's cool.
But, yeah, I've always been just – I was the one always screwing around in the car.
Yeah.
You know, get the friends in Chicago in the snow. You'd go out to the parking lots. And,
oh, you're from Chicago too?
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Oh, I'm not from Chicago. The only thing I know from Chicago are Chicago dogs. I love Chicago. But, well, that's cool. So during that time, you were into NASCAR, I guess, tinkering and all that. Were any of your friends into NASCAR or just pretty much?
Yeah, me and my friend Scott. We
would
sit
cool.
and watch it religiously.
Sweet. Well, that's
you
cool.
Know. And then, you know, when you're like 9 and 10, you got your bikes.
Yeah.
You're like
BMX.
Racing down the street. You know, you're your favorite driver.
Right. That's cool.
Hey, when I was 9 and 10, I used to put a card,
yeah,
a baseball card with my mom's clothespin in the spokes. And but then when I would go race it, I'd take it out because we didn't need no motorcycle sound, you know, racing our pedal bike.
I think I didn't have a BMX at that age. I had one of the banana seats.
You had
Kmart.
A Huffy.
Yeah, I had something
a
Kmart.
Huffy, yeah. You know,
at 9.
You know, I got a Huffy bike for Christmas. As you say, it had the banana seat. It had the sissy
yeah,
bar
sissy
in
bar
the back
on, yeah.
And all that. On December 27th, I took it to my dad in two pieces. Said, so, hey, this bike broke while I was riding it on the street.
Yeah, I did. I broke the BMX bike.
I didn't jump it or do anything.
And
weird.
It was, and you know what? It was always the where the handlebars, the little round thing where the bars went together in the front, it always broke right there.
That's funny.
Always.
No, I broke.
Maybe I was jumping wrong, but I mean, maybe I was riding it wrong. I don't know.
Just turning, you know, the normal stuff.
No, I broke the frame right at the front.
Yeah.
But I put we had alleyways, so we'd go through people's trash. So we put a door on top of two garbage cans, and I jumped that baby.
Oh, you're crazy.
That was a good 8-9 feet in the air.
How many broken bones?
It was gravel. It was a gravel alleyway.
Yep.
So I went up, and I came down, and the thing just compacted.
Ouch.
And threw me.
That's where we learn what the hamburger feet or whatever
elbows,
they call that, elbows and all that is.
Oh, yeah.
Scars we still have today. That's funny.
Yeah.
the good old days.
When I was growing up, we used to jump people while they were laying down there. So
well, you have some trusting friends or neighbors.
Hey, we were 9 and 10 and 11. We didn't have no fear back then.
You were the smart one. Yeah. You were on the bike.
I was on the bike.
You were the guy laying down,
right.
Especially not the end or the first guy.
And believe it or not, nobody ever got hurt. You know, and if you did, you got back up on the bike and rode it home,
right.
Crying, but you rode it home.
No, absolutely.
Know? You didn't have to call your parents to come pick you up. You just walk the bike or ride the bike back home, holding your arm or whatever.
I wonder if some of that is some of the changes in today's interest in local racing. You know, is back then you physically were outside, you're physically doing stuff. Today, everything's virtual. You're on your smartphones, getting information. You're on, you know, watching stuff. You're at home doing the same thing virtually, so you don't really get the same feel, so you don't know the realism of it, of actually being there.
No, I truly believe that.
And like I always say, you know, when I was growing up, you couldn't get the kids' neighbors, or you couldn't get the neighborhood kids out of the middle of the street.
Right.
We'd play baseball.
Right. You'd
we'd
have
play
to
kickball.
Damn near run them over to get them out of the middle
exactly.
of the street.
Exactly. Today, there ain't no kid in the you know.
Yeah.
When you see a kid in the street today, you're like, is this kid lost?
Well,
what's he doing?
On the way here, I saw three of them in the street over here but they were throwing a football, but they were girls.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, come on, man. Where's the boys playing football out in the street, man?
Yeah, but like you say, in today's world, to get them kids outside to play anything, baseball, kickball, dodgeball. If we had enough people, we played dodgeball in the middle of the street. When somebody seen a car, we'd all go to the curb, wait for them to pass, and then come back out and play again.
Well, maybe they're smarter today because think of this. We're outside. We're sweating. We're all heated. We're looking, you know. We used to drink water from the garden hose and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, nobody did. Now they're like, oh, I don't want to drink that.
Uh-huh. I want bottled water. Uh-huh.
It's too hot out here.
And you're right. When you would be playing in the street, somebody would be like, oh, I need some water. Run up, turn the garden hose on.
Let it run for a few.
Yeah, let it run for a few, drink, and then everybody would have a line.
Yep.
When they get done,
and then
they hand the hose off.
You know, you play a trick on one of the friends, kink the hose and open it, and get too much water in their face.
Yeah, you're right. Kink the hose, and then when they look in it, you open it. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
But even stuff like that, when people would wash their cars and all the water would run down the curb, we were picking leaves.
Right,
to race.
Right.
I'm this one with the yellow dye. Here's this one with
I found a ladybug. Here's mine.
Uh-huh. We did that. We did that with popsicle sticks.
Oh,
we would walk all the way to the end of the street and we'd be in the street running with our boat. We'd call it a boat.
You'd be sticking rocks as obstacles.
Okay.
And
Kay said, Wyatt's in the street all day long.
That's true. Now you live it. See, now you got to live that. But, you know, that's where maybe like, you know, let's say, for instance, and it sucks. I hate to see a business like Fast Lap go out of business, go-kart, indoor go-karting. I mean, you got outdoor go-karting. You can't get any better than indoor go-karting, but then you can because then you go pole position where it's indoor electric carts where it's air conditioned, you know. So you don't even want to go outside and do go-karts anymore.
Okay. Not to get off that subject, I just got a text from Mark.
Oh, okay.
Sorry I missed you guys. My work hours are 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Fell asleep and forgot to set my alarm. Mark will forgive you this time.
Well, Mark, the next show we're going to do live
at your house.
On site at your house.
That's right.
But we understand.
We're going to take the show to you, Mark.
That's okay. You know,
we'll set up in a shop.
Well, man, there might be some secret stuff in there. We might not be allowed to.
Well, we won't shine the cameras that way then.
So
we'll set up in a shop. So when he hears us, he'll get up and come out.
We won't even tell him. We'll just go do it.
Just do it. Yeah. I like that better. Let's just do it.
We'll ask for forgiveness
afterwards,
not for permission, right?
Hey, that's what Rob Street always says.
Hey, it's true. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
That's right. He'll understand. He's a racer. He'll understand.
So, Mark, watch out.
That's right. We're coming after you.
You'll never know.
That's right. You'll know when we're there.
But, you know, going back to the pole position, for instance, that's fun and all that, but it's inside. It's air-conditioned. It's a controlled environment. You know, you see a lot of people go do that, but obviously Vegas is one – you know, different than some place because it's so hot here. You do have to do a lot of inside stuff, but there's a majority of the year where Vegas is a type of place where it's an outdoorsy place, you know, region.
Right.
It's that part of the region.
Well, as I say, a few months ago I was in Phoenix and they had one of those indoor, I don't know what it's called.
Right.
I actually don't remember, but it was pretty packed. It was like a Thursday night. And
right.
We had to wait for the.
Oh yeah.
I think we were two groups. One was on, then we had to wait for a group, and then us. So, it was pretty packed. And like you say, it was all air conditioned.
Right.
You know, they controlled the speed of the cars.
Right. Which I kind of don't like that, but you know. Yeah. Hey.
If they give you the faster one, you'll be.
Then
okay.
You're happy. Then, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, or you missed the. I missed the fast lap environment. You got, you know. The tiring smell of the exhaust.
Yeah, the very tiring.
Fuel, you know, tires, you know, all that mixed, you know. But that's part of racing, you know, I think. And that's where we missed a lot of that with going electric with all this stuff. And I think that's the direction a lot of our industry, our hobbies are going. It's electric, but.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it is just business, you know, to be profitable.
Right.
They had to switch over to something. It's kind of like our racing where
yeah,
it's not profitable. We're doing it because we like it.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you said there's not a profit? Hold on here.
We're still doing it. Wait a minute. That sucks.
But, I guess
but yeah, you know.
It's the same way. When they started, whoever
yeah,
started the track
right,
initially was probably a racer and was
yeah,
into the
well,
brain tires and the gas. And
well, actually, the Fast Lap guy that used to own this, I don't know if it switched hands since, you know, over time, but he used to own a grocery store, actually. Oh. And he had a he just liked go-karts, so he opened a place in California at Fast Lap. And then he, you know, I don't know how he got into Vegas, but he opened
oh,
one here secondly. But he was always into racing, you know, some type of a, he liked go-karting and stuff.
But also, it's Vegas. For some reason, kids here, it's different. Like, growing up in Chicago, you just wasn't did. You can explore and just
right,
go. Here, I think it's everything's so taboo. Don't go to the casinos. Don't go, you know.
Well,
parents
we don't even
want
to go to the casino.
But parents don't let their kids go and investigate and go, you know, they're kind
right,
of restricted. So you go to the
well,
movies,
you know,
you go bowling, you go.
Right.
You know, I mean, you don't explore like we did.
Yeah. No, that's true. And but then a lot of them don't have to in today's world. Again, bringing up like a virtual stuff like iRacing, that's real racing. I mean, they you pay money to compete.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like going locally for any of us to go out there and pay to play. You know, we go out there, we pay to race. They do the same thing in iRacing at different levels, and you can actually get payouts bigger than the ones we get locally.
Wow!
And you're racing against anybody. In NASCAR, you even see in the upper echelon
right,
racing with the local guys, and you know, you'll see them in those different races. You know,
one of those series, I don't know if it was F1 or if it was Grand Prix, where they had a contest where the virtual
mm-hmm,
game players, the winner, got to come take a couple laps in a real car.
Yeah, they've had that in NASCAR too.
But it turned out that this kid was so good.
Yeah.
In the real car, they signed him on.
Right. Now, they had stuff like that even in NASCAR that came up through iRacing into a development program where they actually became real. I don't know the names, but they actually became real life racers because a lot
right,
of these guys have, and I don't know, Thane Alderman's probably one of them.
He's
they
on
have a,
his all the
a
time.
Full, basically a simulator. You know, they're racing in a simulator.
Right.
You know,
Thane sits in his living room and
right,
like you say,
I sit in my living room, but it's not a simulator.
No,
that's my
simulator.
Problem. You know, and that sucks. When I was over, I should have asked to see it, and I didn't.
No,
damn.
No, it's in his living room.
I didn't see it when
there
I.
There are times there. I go over and he yells, "Come in!" And he's sitting in that thing
there,
playing around on those tracks.
Go pull the plug while he's doing.
Tell him it's broken.
Say, hey,
I need to take it home and fix it.
Pull the cord out of the wall.
Yeah.
But then. What do we have now? We have racers that wrench on their cars and ones that play virtually. So who's the better racer? I think that's kind of where we're at now on the racetrack is.
Well, I mean, if you get the real racer and go race virtually, they're probably not as good as the virtual guy.
Yeah.
I would assume, you know, obviously seat time, whether it's virtual or not, is seat time.
Absolutely.
But real life experience is different than anything virtual. I don't care how you look at it. The smells aren't there. The tastes aren't there. The feelings aren't the mm-hmm, same. You know, when you hit that wall, it's way different than you do it virtually. So the fear.
And you can't get out and go yell at it.
Right. And the fear is different, you know.
Trust me, I tried hitting the reset button many times. And
it don't work, right? You know, and that's part of it is that I think you get the excitement on virtual racing, but you don't get the same adrenaline rush as real time racing. Because there's always, you know, there's a reason why they have warnings how dangerous racing is, and they have disclosures and things like that, because it can kill you. It really can. You know, there's a safety factor there, and that's part of the adrenaline rush that we all seek because we're adrenaline junkies, right, whether we think we are or not. Because when you pull on that track, you know, that's something we need. It's a disease. Huh?
That's right.
So
just pulling into staging, no matter how many times you race, you get into staging, and you hear the previous, you know, cars get called off the track. You get that kind of weird feeling. Your heart starts pumping.
You know, we all get that.
You have to pee, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
You know, you get that same feeling, that excitement of, okay, let's do this. And then as soon as you pull onto the track, goes away, and now you're working.
Well, you know, and we all get our different excitement from different times when we're getting ready to race, whether it's before we pull on the track, or I usually just get impatient when I'm still hearing, oh, another two laps. Okay, they still got to do the winner circle, all that. I'm like, come on. But then when it's actual time, you know, they're like fired up. You know, that's for me, that's like, okay, I'm getting pumped up. But then when I just get that drop into finally get onto the track, I'm like, okay, now I get hyper focused. You know, I know way back when I first started the mini stock stuff, I used to be more emotional, I guess, because, you know, I was new at it.
Right.
But I would, you know, and a lot of people probably do it. I don't really do it anymore, but, you know, you find yourself, you know, motivating yourself or talking to yourself. It's, come on, you know, do this, or what the hell, you know, why are you doing, you know? And I know some people may or may not do that, but I'll admit it. I used to do that a lot more, you know, when I first started, but, you know, but you're trying to kind of find ways to help yourself focus and do better, you know, push yourself. So, and of course, there's probably a lot of cussing, so it's probably good we don't all have live feeds.
We can do live feeds.
From our race cars.
Late Model Truck Series live.
We'll wait for that because, but anyways.
Switch gears here.
What's that?
Switch gears here.
Switch gears?
Yep.
Oh, why?
Yep. Up or down? August 24th, back to school night, presented by the Wheeling Engineering. Wheeling Engineering.
I think I lost my hearing here.
Why?
Hello? You still hear me on here?
Yes, I hear you.
Might just maybe be going deaf, I guess.
Uh-huh. Hey, you need that. I'm going to set up an appointment with Cindy Clark for you.
Let me call her.
I'll set up an appointment.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I hear myself.
I'll set up an appointment with Cindy to get you some hearing aids.
I don't know what happened, but I'm back now. Yeah. So
I don't know what happened.
Back to school night.
Yep.
Like you said.
August 24th.
That's all the NASCAR divisions back.
Yes. Super late models, super stocks, Bandolero, 602 modifieds, the USLCI Legends and Bandoleros, and the skid plate cars.
Sweet. To be
Thunder cars race number 5 on Friday night.
Cool.
Yep. And then all area students, faculty, and staff is admitted free with a valid school ID.
Wow, sweet.
On that
bring
day.
Your old lady.
That's
bring
right.
Bring your old lady.
I might do that.
That's right. She's free.
Free. I like free.
And then August 31st, pack the track night.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
I got a beef here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, maybe that was temporary. Maybe I don't have a beef. When they said the, like, spectators Friday nights, that was just for the...
No, only Friday nights was the Thunder Cars race.
No. I'm not talking about that. A couple shows ago, it was mentioned that they don't allow spectators on Friday night. Was that for one event or was that for all events?
No, I believe it's for all. I believe there's no more spectators on Friday nights.
So that's not fair to the Thunder Roadsters, the Thunder Cars, to only have a feature on a night that they don't even allow spectators in. That's a beef with me.
That's not fair. You're exactly right.
Because that is a division that has suffered car counts over time. That's why they were taken off of, I'm assuming, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that's why they were taken off of a Saturday night event with only two or three cars showing up. So they moved into Friday nights to try to help, to still give them a points race and all that. But now they don't even allow spectators. So how are you going to sell sponsorships and things to try to help build your team and your cars count and all that when you don't even allow spectators? That's a beef with
you. You're right.
I'm sorry.
You're exactly right.
I'm sorry. That to me is not fair. And I feel for you guys that do have Thunder cars, that do race Thunder cars. You know, I would push the issue.
Yes.
But it's just an opinion. Just an opinion. So, anyways, I thought I'd rant about that for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're done?
I'm done.
You sure?
Yes. So let's move on.
But
so,
you're right. The Thunder cars need to say something. Hey, look, you need to let spectators in.
It doesn't have, you know, I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll get off that subject.
Okay.
Now. So,
August 31st, Pack the Track Night presented by K&N Air Filters.
Sweet. We love K&N.
Yes, we do. As you can see in the back wall here in the camera, we got a
K&N.
Big K&N banner.
Sweet.
Super late models, super stocks, bandoleros, and the 602 modifieds. And what I happen to like, the late model truck series will be there.
And for us, because that's always a surprise to you, but, you know, it'll be our Richmond Gear Weekend Warriors race for the late model truck series.
Okay.
So,
presented by
Campout.
Yep.
So presented by Campout. Campout, real quick, if anybody wants to know what Campout is, what is it, Gary?
It is RV parks.
RV parks, trailer parts.
Trailer parts, trailers.
Parts.
Hitches. They have camper shells. They have RVs over there.
If you have a truck and the trailer you need to pull and don't have a hitch on it,
yep.
They
call
can go
Gary.
Down there, call Gary, and then he'll get the parts from Anthony and then put it on for you.
That's right.
That's should they ask for Anthony or can they talk to anybody?
No, anybody there. They have a truck side and then they have an RV side. And once you get there, they're on Mojave and Fremont.
That's
Street.
What I was going to ask. Mojave and Fremont.
Yeah. I don't have the specific address, but if you're at that corner, they're to your right. So
you can't
miss them.
If you have a work truck or you're just buying one or you're getting into doing your own work, you can buy a toolbox.
They have
used,
toolboxes.
New and used.
Both.
And the covers on the utility covers.
They have ladder racks. They get your ladder racks. They have all that for your
new
truck.
And used, by the way. So if you're not wanting to buy new, you can go there to find something used. Go to Camp Out. You can ask for Anthony.
Yep. Call me. I'll give you a cell number. And I want you to call him at like
say,
2
Gary gave me this
number.
Oh,
hell yeah. Yeah.
So
The U.S. LCI Legends and Bandoleros and the final junior late model points race of the season.
Oh, cool.
Is
going to be on Pack the Track Night.
Yep, Pack
Sweet.
The Track Night.
Cool deal.
And it don't say here, maybe they've changed it, but I thought I was told it was an autograph session that night.
And we did read that somewhere, so hopefully it didn't change, but Pack the Track Night was slated as a autograph session.
It don't
that
say
night.
Here, so they may have changed it.
But if not, we'll be there for you guys to sign
there's
autographs.
There's no skid plate on Pack the Track.
No skid plates
on
Pack the Track.
On the 30th.
On the 31st.
Yep, on the Back to School night, but not on the 30th.
Yes.
So, cool.
Like I said, I was told it was a... And like
Whoa. Time's out. Time's out. You're out.
Yes, I'm gone.
Well, that'll be the next two races out of LVMS. You go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, and look at the schedules there, rosters, points, all that. Make sure you cheer on all the super late model guys out there, the modifieds, all the local divisions. Yeah, a lot of great guys out there racing. So support your local racetrack, dirt or asphalt. And we appreciate you guys joining us. Mark, we'll get you next time. So sorry. We interrupted your sleep.
That's what we interrupted your diet nap.
Thanks, Matt, for being here. We'll talk more about the Touch of Truck coming up. It's a great event for you and your kids. And we'll see you live here next week at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thanks for listening.